The New York State Assembly is expected to pass a budget today, a day after the Senate did so in the middle of the night. As Karen DeWitt reports, it's part of a longstanding Albany tradition of closed-door negotiations and midnight voting on budgets and other issues.
It's known as the three-men-in-a-room style of decision-making. For decades now, the governor and the two majority party legislative leaders meet behind closed doors in the governor's offices and decide key issues, like the contents of the state budget. The press also plays a part. They stand outside the door to the meeting room and wait for news, sometimes for hours at a time.
How are you?
When the leaders emerge, they often have little to say. On this day, Assembly Speaker Sheldon Silver was asked about the talks on increasing the state's minimum wage.
That's the deal.
Any movement on issues like minimum wage?
There are a lot of movement on a lot of issues, but nothing's final and nothing is, it's not ripe yet.
There has been one recent change in the tradition. This year, there are four men in the room. The Senate is led by a coalition of Republicans and five members of a breakaway Democratic faction.
Hey, Senator,
how are you?
Good.
The leader of the Independent Democratic Conference, Senator Jeff Klein, though new to the private meetings, also proved adept at circumspection.
So does that mean the deal is getting closer at this point, or you're there?
Every time we come out of there, it gets closer.
Klein often leaves the meetings with Senate Republican leader Dean Skelos. The leaders are often aware that their enigmatic answers can be frustrating. Speaker Silver, tongue-in-cheek, likened the budget process to another secretive tradition at the Vatican.
So we are continuing to make progress, and hopefully there'll be white smoke soon.
But the legislative leaders maintain that the private talks helped to mold complex deals that would be in danger of unraveling if bits and pieces were reported out to the public. The secrecy can also backfire, sometimes with embarrassing consequences. Before the budget, lawmakers approved tough new gun control laws in January. Unlike in other states, there were no public hearings or discussions of the proposal. Governor Cuomo gave a special message of necessity to waive the normal three-day waiting period, and the bills were voted on immediately.
Ayes 43, nays 18.
Weeks later, lawmakers realized there was a problem with the law. It would ban the sale of high-capacity ammunition clips that hold over seven bullets, yet the 10-bullet clips would still be allowed at shooting ranges and in competitions. Cuomo was left in the awkward position of trying to explain that he's not rescinding, just changing a key provision in the new laws.
It is inconsistent to say you can have 10 bullets at a range or a competition, but you can't have a magazine that can hold 10 bullets. You have to be able to have a magazine that holds 10 bullets.
For now, they've decided to postpone the ban. When it was time to vote on the budget, Cuomo and lawmakers agreed to let the bills go through the normal three-day waiting period before acting so that the public could have a chance to read them. But after the 3 days were up, at precisely 12:01 a.m., the Senate began voting, finishing up a few hours later. Senate Deputy Republican Leader Tom Libous defended the all-night session.
The public doesn't care because the bills have aged. We'll all go back home and do our thing. They just want to know, did you get the budget done?
Sue Lerner with the government reform group Common Cause says New Yorkers do lose something when government is not conducted in the open.
We have concerns about the fact that the ultimate debate ends up being from 12:10 until 4:30 in the morning, and that sends a message to ordinary New Yorkers that they aren't really to be concerned about the process. And yet the budget is the part of state government which most directly affects ordinary New Yorkers.
The state assembly takes up voting on the budget today. They say they plan to hold most of the debate in daylight. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.